News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time to get caught up with some things going on in the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen on hand. I've put in quotations the first topic called traffic obstacles. I know some things are scheduled and some things have been scheduled by other folks, and then you have crashes which cause yet further obstacles. It's just a little bit of everything that happens during the summertime.
Yes, very much so. First, I want to bring attention to, well, today, you know, I just got notified by one of our officers that down on South Texas, one of the lanes is shut down for some utility work, so it's causing some backup. And also that he had to work an accident in that area, so please be cognizant.
That'll be Texas, and where?
I believe it was near Rosemary.
Something else we want to invite listeners to do is go to the Bryan Police Department social media or even online at WTAW.com because you're looking for some vehicle burglars.
Yes, we posted a video that occurred on June 28th, and it was it shows a guy going up to a car. He tried the door handle, but luckily that one was locked, and nobody got into that one. So thank you for locking your car doors. But there was a vehicle or two in the very close proximity that weren't so lucky. So we're asking people to view this video and let us know if they can recognize the person that is in it so that we can maybe combat some of these other burglaries in the area. And then also remind people that lock your doors because, as it shows in this case, it did prevent a burglary.
If you recognize the person, what do you do?
If you recognize this person, please contact Detective Wallace at 209-5455 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS where you can remain anonymous.
Some things now on the calendar that you want folks to take advantage of. One is coming up, Lunch with Law Enforcement.
Yes, we have the Luncheon with Law Enforcement. It's kind of going along with our Coffee with a Cop, but we're going to have it at lunch on Saturday the 22nd at St. Teresa's Church, which is at 1212 Lucky Street, and it will be from noon to 3 o'clock. So please come out and visit with your local law enforcement and get to know us and ask us any questions that you might have. And maybe if there's enough food available, you can have lunch on us. So come out and visit with us and have some lunch.
And I can't believe it's already time to talk about Tip-A-Cop again.
I know. It's fast approaching. It's going to be next week, Monday through Thursday, July 24th to the 27th. We will be at the Texas Roadhouse. There's going to be local law enforcement from all the local agencies, including Parks and Wildlife, DPS, A&M, College Station, County, Constables, everybody. What we do is we come and we wait on you. So you get to tell us what to do, and we enjoy it. You know, we fill up drinks, we get rolls, we help out the wait staff there. And our whole purpose there is to raise funds for the Special Olympics. And all the money that we raise go to our local group here in the Brazos Valley.
And always one of the better fundraisers in the state regarding these types of things for law enforcement.
Yes, we're usually leading in the state, maybe even nationwide, I'm not sure, because we hold ours for a week, whereas a lot of people hold it for one day. And every year we have broken our previous record, so we're hoping to do that again.
Another fundraiser that's coming up, we've talked about this before, but another reminder, if you like to golf, we got something for you too.
Yes, we have a great opportunity to help raise some funds and have some fun. Out on the golf course, we're going on October the 9th. It's a Monday. It will be at Traditions Golf Course. Our Bryan Police Officers Association is hosting the golf tournament out there for the Bryan Police Officers Association and the charities that we fund, which will be, some of the things that we do is Blue Angel. We have Blue Bunny, which is a big event. We've worked with multiple children's organizations here in town, and so those funds will help us in that capacity to enrich the children's lives here in our community. And all of this is going to be sponsored by CapRock. So thank you very much to CapRock.
As far as registration information, how does one go about getting that done?
It's very simple. All you need to go do is type in your browser www.bryanpolicegolf.com. And you can register right there on that website.
Also want to give a few moments, some shout-outs, some promotions have taken place.
Yes, we want to congratulate Officer James Murphy, Broderick Bailey, and Stephen Fry. And I shouldn't say officer, I should say sergeant, because as of Monday, they became sergeants. and they were promoted. So congratulations to them. They're going to get a little training in their new positions before they get a permanent assignment.
And then finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Slow down all over town, but especially in the 2100 block of Woodville Road, which is 30 miles per hour near Texas Avenue, and the 2400 block of Stevens Drive, which is 30 miles per hour near Old Hearn.
That's our update from the Bryan Police Department. Officer Kelly McKeithen with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.